Hello, I'm John Branion, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce. An acquaintance of mine decided she was too close to the 5,000 friends limit on Facebook, but she didn't have the heart to unfriend anyone. So she announced that she would be posting controversial things every day. She told anyone who didn't agree with her extreme views to unfriend her. She then made these three posts that perfectly aligned with the popular views of culture, which resulted in a net gain of friends. The poor thing did the opposite of what she intended. Now, before you feel too much sympathy for her, allow me to explain the atrocious theology motivating her, and then you can decide whether or not to unfriend me. Christians are told to be speakers of truth. The Bible does not tell us to be intentionally quarrelsome. In fact, we're called to live at peace whenever it's up to us. Sometimes speaking the truth will cause an argument. That's why it is important that you speak truth at the start. When an argument breaks out, you won't need to back down or retract your statement. If speaking the truth causes Facebook friends to leave in droves, then there are two possible explanations. First, this is the first time that your friends have heard you speak the truth. Up until now, you've only been sharing popular lies. They're often written in all caps, statements like, "The church is failing single mothers," or "White supremacy is destroying the country." These are examples of popular lies, statements full of passionate energy and completely lacking in substance. Saying stuff like that will get you buckets full of friend requests because thoughtless people move toward the loudest noise. Which brings me to the other explanation for getting unfriended when you speak the truth. That second reason is the people who unfriend you were never actually friends. Only desperate people require 100% agreement from friends. When you say true things, weak people will flee from you. Over their shoulders, they will shout accusations like, "You're horrible. You just enjoy upsetting people." Again, that's why you should always say true things. You can stand firm knowing that these accusations are false. Never use popularity to gauge your spiritual health. Just because you have a lot of people liking your posts doesn't mean that your posts are any good. And 5,000 names on your friend list doesn't necessarily mean you are effectively doing God's work. When you decide to intentionally provoke people, you're sinning. But when you decide to intentionally provoke people and you gain friends, that's even worse. You can't cause outrage even when you're trying. You're so steeped in pagan culture that you're unable to utter a single statement of opposition. Every word out of your mouth wins the approval of God's enemies. That's a scary place to live. If you sincerely want to reduce both your popularity and the number of people on your friends list, share the gospel. That's so controversial that saying it will get you killed. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Romans 12:18.